From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Chris Whitmire asked us, what are the odds the Stros actually pull off a first-round playoff exit? You look at the rest of their schedule, it's very favorable, and the positives are the Orioles are playing Red Sox, Blue Jays, and you want Orioles playing Blue Jays because one of them has to lose.
Right.
And the Mariners had that one nice run, but now they've kind of come back to earth, and you get to play them three times anyway.
You say you get to, but, I mean, they're only one game behind the Astros. That could be a killer.
But that's also a positive. I mean, if you're close with that team, theoretically, if you want to make the playoffs, shouldn't you beat them?
From week 5 to week 17 in the NFL, and really probably through the playoffs, is the Tom Brady bleep you tour. I feel like Tom Brady is going to go around defecating on other teams.
Physically, he's a year older.
Yes.
And at some point, that catches up with everybody. We saw it with Peyton Manning. I think it'll hold up. But that's the only thing that would worry me about Tom Brady. That guy is going to be ready.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show 713-780-3776. It's What Are the Odds Wednesday. So whatever you bring, just put odds on it.
Simple.
Yeah, and pretty good show today so far, I have to say. It's been a lot of fun. All available on podcastarena.com, and we've had a little bit of everything. So
we like to call it a variety pack.
Yeah. We mix it up. We haven't talked a ton of college football today, though.
Went over some lines.
We did go over some lines, but didn't do the NFL lines.
No. And we've got time.
One little follow-up on that, because people were giving us grief yesterday for not having looked yet. Here's why I wait. I just kind of an R.J. Bell theory. Was it R.J. always says your best weapon is?
The ability to pass.
The ability to pass on a game. That's the greatest thing about having all these games in college football and in the NFL. Like, if I'm looking at 5 games and I'm waiting to see what the line does, if it goes the way that I don't want, I don't have to play it. And I'd rather have more information. And frankly, I can't really run my computer program until Thursday and Friday anyway, because I have to wait for injuries and I want the most possible information. So if I get to, that's why jumping on one early is pretty rare. And so I tend to not look, because I can pass. You asked me a really embarrassing question off air because I didn't know how to answer it. Who would I rather go see, the Wiggles or Nickelback, if I had
because
a choice?
Because you said that there was, at one point, your wife at the time.
Ex-wife, yeah.
Was upset because you refused to take the kids to a Wiggles concert.
Yes.
But you didn't refuse to go to a Nickelback concert, so I asked which one you would prefer to go to now.
And my answer was, if I could go stoned, I'd probably rather see the Wiggles.
Okay.
Because imagine this. Imagine you ate one of those cookies and now you're hearing this. You probably want to go grab a fruit salad, right? Pretty sure I would.
Yeah. It is yummy, yummy.
Yeah. God.
Yummy, yummy. Fruit salad.
Saw your commercial today at work. What are the odds Fred has not worn that turtleneck in months? 100%. It's too hot for turtlenecks. Man, I have to admit, I've never seen that commercial, and I watch a lot of Root Sports.
I haven't either. I don't know.
John, have you ever actually seen it? I've heard people say they've seen the commercial.
Yeah, I've seen it, because a lot of times we'll have Root Sports on out in this bullpen area
of
the TV, and I'll just glance up and I'll see Fred and AJ.
Really? Yeah.
That'd be interesting. And it looks good?
Yeah, it looks good.
All right. You wouldn't lie to me, right?
No. And I've seen the ones where you're like, what do I do with my hands?
Okay.
Oh, they did that one too?
No, that one is actually, I think, on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, it would be kind of fun once to be out somewhere. I see Raheel and Granato on there all the time.
Yeah, I've seen theirs a few times.
More than once. I don't know what the balance is on these. I'm not complaining or anything. I'm just asking for maybe some numbers. But especially when I'm out at a bar.
It's a fact that theirs get played more.
Yeah, that is a fact. That is an absolute fact. I don't know why. I mean, yeah, they're better looking, but still think we have better ratings. Oh, well. Corey Coleman broke his hand, by the way.
I saw that. The Browns season quickly improving.
Yeah,
my outlook on the Browns improving.
It's just getting better by the moment. 346. Guys, I started a new job this week. What are the odds some of the jerks at my last company are missing all the stuff I did for that company? Probably 100% or 0%. It depends on your perspective, because you either did a whole bunch of stuff that they're going to miss, or
they fired you because you didn't do enough stuff.
Right. And they got somebody way better than you, which would suck. But I'm going to guess it's the former. I'm going to guess that they're going to miss something.
And if they're not, they better be missing some office supplies or something.
Exactly. Exactly. They better got out of there with a laptop or something. I think that's kind of a universal thing. All human beings, when they leave a place, they want it to suck.
Of course.
They want whoever replaces them to suck.
I always say that about relationships too, but you say you don't care about
that. I don't care about relationships, because jobs, I don't want them to suck. I haven't, but honestly, man, I haven't done that many. Yeah. And I've always left them on my own choice, so.
The one time I got fired from radio, I remember, and when I got fired, it wasn't performance based. It was like I had done something they deemed offensive.
Right. Shocker.
And I told them, I said, I'm going to find a way to make you regret this. I'm going to destroy this station. And sure enough, I went and did that. I got hired by a competing station the next day, and I turned that station into crap, which now the station that I went to is crap because I left that. But I don't think because I left that, but for a number of reasons. But my main goal was to see them fail. So
I guess I would feel differently if I'd been fired, because fortunately that hasn't happened yet. I've always just wanted to do something else or look for it. Well, I was at the damn newspaper for 20 years.
Right.
And that I decided I needed to do something else. And then the teaching gig, when I was doing that, it came down to that was taking up too much time away from radio, so I had to make a choice, and I'd rather do this.
Right.
So it wasn't any hard feelings or anything like that. I didn't like the people there. I thought the management was ridiculous, which also made it an easy decision. But in general, no, I probably feel differently if I'd been fired by somebody.
Right. You would. Trust me.
Okay, so when we
inevitably get fired here, you're going to want this place to fail.
If we do get fired, it will fail. I don't need to wait. I won't have to hope for it. What the hell? We've already seen what happens in these situations. Because
you want them to go, oh God, what have we done? Why did we fire? This was what we had going for us. Yeah. What were we thinking?
Exactly.
That's your goal.
Oh, let's squeeze in a couple calls here. Andy, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I was wondering, what are the odds that the Detroit Lions, with their decimated linebackers and running backs, are going to be able to pull off the upset on the Packers, who are playing like absolute garbage right now?
Wouldn't shock me. And listen, I don't think Amir Abdullah being out and Theo Riddick replacing him, I don't think it's necessarily the worst thing in the world. I think the Lions could absolutely win that game, because I've seen better football out of the Lions so far this year than I have out of the Packers.
Surprisingly, their offense has looked pretty good. It didn't against the Titans, but it sure did against the Colts. And I think I don't know what the hell the Packers are right now. My buddy Goose brings up a good point. The Wiggles show would be a lot shorter than Nickelback.
It's true. I mean, what if you had to listen to 3 hours of it one way or the other?
Then my buzz would wear off.
Right.
So there's that. Back in town from getting married, what are the odds?
Sorry.
We'll bang less in life. Need Fred's perspective. First year will be great. First year will be great.
It's downhill.
Then it starts falling off, and then you're going to start.
Then you're going to forget what it was like.
Yeah, and then you start going through your old Rolodex, or well,
oh,
now it's just
no.
It's just your phone. No, it's not that bad. The important, just enjoy the first year, and then after that, make sure you keep working at it. That's all.
All right, guys, I'm going to tell you about Deep South Barrels. I love these guys, and after my fight, the first thing I wanted to do was drink some booze. And luckily, about a month ago, I had thrown some into my barrel from Deep South Barrels. The bootlegging potion, of course, is a great thing. It's like this is what it cost me. I spent $15 at the liquor store on some crappy booze, $4 or $5 on the bootlegging essence, and after the fight, I celebrated. It just took a month. I didn't have to touch it for a month. You don't have to go in there and check on it. You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's time you try out these Deep South Barrels for yourself. Use my promo code Hoffman. You get 10% off your entire order. If you've got a gift to give for someone, this is a great idea. It's a unique idea, and you can customize it. These barrels really are amazing what they can do. Age your spirits to perfection with Deep South Barrels, and remember to use that promo code Hoffman, and you'll get 10% off your entire order only at Deep South Barrels, deepsouthbarrels.com.
Hot potato, hot potato. Hot potato, hot potato. Potato, 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 potato. Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Cold spaghetti, cold spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I'm Glenn Davis. Join me tonight for all things soccer, the world's game. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, 7 to 9 p.m.
And we're back on The Blitz, and soccer does matter with Glenn Davis, 7 o'clock. Did you see the Hannah Davis's accidental?
Yeah.
I think, you know damn well if we ask Glenn to come in here, he's gonna know we want to ask about that.
Well, so. I think people thought that she posted X-rated photos of herself.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case. It was of some rando. And so I think I do have to go with, in this instance,
probably, yeah.
She may have actually been hacked.
Or she just made a mistake.
Maybe, but like, how many hot chicks, like that level hot chicks, are carrying around like filthy porno pictures on their phones?
I don't know. I don't know enough. I only know about 3 or 4 women that are even close to that hot. And
I don't know if I know.
I mean, at least one of them does that. But
oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Some of them like chicks, man. Some, she may have had it on her phone. She was going to post a picture of her in a bikini or something, and she clicked on the wrong photo. That's what I think happened. All right, let's. King of the North says, stop playing Wiggle songs. I'm having Vietnam-like flashbacks of the hours spent watching these guys. Ugh.
Are all their songs about food?
Because
we've had a fruit salad song and a potato song.
I don't think so.
Those are the only two I actually remember. But see, they'll all come back to me now as you start playing them.
They just don't have a lot of versatility, it does seem.
Chugga, chugga, big red car. We'll travel near and we'll travel far. Chugga, chugga, big red car.
How do these guys make it?
I have no idea.
Kylie, well, how do you say her last name?
Minogue.
Yeah. She did a song with them.
Really?
It's called Monkey Man.
Okay, that's frightening.
Oh, Steve Irwin did a song with them.
Led to his untimely death. Yeah,
God, this is terrible.
Steve Irwin.
You ever wonder how, like, you hear something or you see something, you're like, how are so many people interested in this? And it feels like you can't make sense of it. That's one of those things. Like, I have no idea how these guys made it.
I'll give you
got famous.
For little kid stuff, Teletubbies. How the hell Teletubbies got famous?
Unbelievable.
Those things with the face in the sun, and that's just creepy. And as stoned as I've been, I could never watch that. Even stoned, I'd be freaked out.
I'll tell you a show that tripped me out that my kid watched, and my older kid did. I think maybe it was not cool by the time my little kid was watching TV, but Bob the Builder.
Oh yeah,
It's like a claymation thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my kids watch Bob the Builder.
Man, it's really trippy. It, like, if you feel like you're on acid when you watch it, even if you're not high.
Oh, I'll give you the other one. I don't know if you ever got into this one, Thomas the Tank Engine.
No, I never. Oh my God! Two boys and I avoided Thomas the Tank.
Lucky you, because my God, we had to collect every single one of those damn trains.
My kid was like that with the cars from the movie Cars.
Yeah,
like Lightning McQueen. Yeah.
Let's grab a phone call, Lewis. You're on the Blitz. Go.
Those things are expensive too.
I know, man. Those trains, especially. He had a riding train set with Thomas.
Ugh.
You want to talk expensive?
But my kid still. It's at my mom's house now, but he has a Lightning McQueen that you can drive around like a Power Wheels or whatever it is.
All right, Lewis, what's up?
This is for AJ. AJ, what are the odds of it being a fact that Fred will stroke out on air over something he read on Twitter?
He'll stroke out, like have a full on stroke.
Listen here, partial.
Okay, well, going back through the history of the show, that's happened one time. I don't know.
And it wasn't over something somebody said.
Yeah, I don't think it was show related. But I don't want to say zero because that's always a possibility. I'll have to go with a 1%. Now, does he occasionally lose his mind over stuff you guys say on Twitter? Of course he does.
Who doesn't, though?
Everybody
so do you.
Does. I do, too. So that's like, I mean, that's 50% for the week.
Right.
But actual stroke, I've only seen it happen once, and it had nothing to do with Twitter. So I'm going to go with a low percentage on that.
Well, and I got on medication after that and did a bunch of other stuff. So theoretically, that won't happen again. But
well, theoretically.
Theoretically. I would say the odds are more likely I'd have a heart attack.
I would agree with that.
But not for a while. It is not this day.
Today is not the day. Yeah. Today is not the day you will drop dead.
Do my speech from Return of the King. There will come a day when I die of a heart attack on air.
It will not
but it
be
is
day.
Not this day. Oh, God. Lance just sent a picture of Thomas the Tank Engine. I'm coming for you. Those things were freaky. And Mr. Topham Hat.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
that. Oh, the memories are coming back now. It's and one day, my son throws one of his little trains. He's about two at the time. I love embarrassing him that with these stories from when they were little. But he throws one of his little trains into the back of my SUV.
Okay.
And I go back there, and I can't find it. And he starts going nuts. I mean, screaming. He wants the train back. Would not stop screaming to the point where people are coming up like I'm abusing him or something. I'm like, dude, he just threw his train in the back. I'm trying to find it. And finally, it got so bad, I had to drive all the way down to some damn store and buy him another train of the exact same thing because we couldn't find it.
And then you found the other one.
Of course I found the other one. And then he's like, well, I like the new one better. Of course you do. Kids. Let's try John. What's up, John?
Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Yeah, I got a question. I didn't think this team was going to do that well. A lot of people had high hopes for them, but what are the odds that the Jaguars were the most overhyped team this year, and what are the odds they'll be picking the top five again?
Ooh, most overhyped team this year.
Oh, that's too early to tell because the Raiders were pretty hyped. They may not be any good. But they weren't overhyped on this show, so I would say 0% because I said all along I'm not buying into Jaguars.
Yeah. Neither of us thought the Jaguars were a playoff team. I got to say, maybe the Buffalo Bills were one of the most overhyped. People acted like they were maybe a potential playoff team. They look like garbage.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jacksonville may be the leader in that clubhouse. Or the Colts.
Yeah, Colts.
Colts are 0-2. I mean, I think at the end of the year, the Colts are going to be significantly better than the Jags.
Yeah, I think so, too. Right. And I would say the other team I'd kind of throw in that box as a possibility would be the Raiders because their defense is so awful.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, including me, had them in the playoffs.
But they've won a game, too.
They have won a game.
And I think they're going to win several more.
I think they are, but they're going to have to learn to stop teams.
I think also Packers you can probably throw in that conversation for most overrated, overhyped coming in.
Maybe the Seahawks after.
Yeah, Seahawks too.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Just because nobody, I mean, whatever you say about Jacksonville, I don't know anybody who was picking Jacksonville to win the Super Bowl. There's plenty of people who picked the Packers and, you know,
Seahawks.
The Seahawks to win the Super Bowl. And those teams look like garbage.
Let's try Kyle. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
What are the odds that after AJ's fight, he helped Bum to unduct tape his cup?
No, 0.0. I had nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with it.
You never touch another man's cup.
No.
Come on.
He did say something very very funny, I thought. And, you know, I don't like that guy, but he was talking about fighting again. And I said, dude, I got to be honest. I'm just trying to help you out here. You should probably go train for another year or two before you fight, because it's not going to go well for you. It's going to continue to go poorly for you if you fight again. And he got into this thing where he was talking about he was basically saying, for someone who trained so long, I should have done much better than I did. And I was like, A, you tapped out before I could really beat you any further. And B, you didn't hit me. Like, how much better could I have really done? If you go into a fight and the other guy doesn't land a punch on you, that's almost as good as you can do.
So he was CM Punk.
I think, like, I really believe he's got whatever that disease is or that mental disorder where you believe, like, it's your greatness is internalized and you start to believe it yourself. I think he's got that. I don't know what it's called, the exact disease. I'm going to do some research on it. But it's like delusions of grandeur that are just out of this world. He was like, for someone who trains with UFC fighters, you should have beat me way worse than you did. You should have put me in the hospital.
Okay, I just maybe a slightly biased observation, but having watched the fight a couple of times now, I don't know how you could have been any more dominant. I mean, I don't know what at what point that was the most one-sided fight I think I've ever seen, except for when Ronda Rousey was knocking people out in 12 seconds.
I mean, it's crazy. But he really believes, like, he said himself on Facebook, he said, I think I did pretty well.
No,
you did the opposite of, you know, I think he said, I think I did pretty good. He didn't say well, of course he didn't. But he did say, I think I did pretty good. Double. And all I could think was, like, how could you look at that and say, yeah, that wasn't bad. I think I did all right there. Dude's crazy.
Double down, I think his disease is called obesity. That's not nice. That's a
different disease.
That is not nice at all,
or
man.
Diabetes. I don't know. It's a different disease, though.
Oh, geez.
This is the one I'm talking about is different.
Oh, well. Man, it's like I told you about that run the other day. There's no way I can look at that and say I did well. I sucked. It was awful.
But could you look at it and say you did good?
No, I can't. Okay. I can look at it and say it was awful, it was embarrassing, and I'm going to bounce back better next time.
Or was it just a feeling that you had?
No, it was a fact. Considering it was 21 minutes slower than my best time. Over 6 miles, that's not good. That is an embarrassment to God and everybody, and I should be taken out and shot.
That's pretty bad.
It is.
I expect more from you.
I do, too. But I'm not going to sit here and act like, there's some positives. No, there's no positives. I finished. That's it. There are no positives.
I mean, at least you did that.
Yeah, there is that.
Better than this guy.
He
did.
Didn't.
He, like, quit.
But nobody was hitting me. There is that.
That's true.
I wasn't getting pounded on. All right. What do we got here? Oh, okay.
Ah, Fred. A lot of people crying to us on Twitter about, what do I do? Adrian Peterson's hurt. What do I do? Doug Martin's hurt. Well, if you were playing on DraftKings, you'd know exactly what to do. You just jump back in there this week and don't draft those broken dudes. Draft some good, healthy, young players and get back on that horse. And you don't have to win. You don't have to come in first place to cash in. The player who finished 800th in the week one contest took home $100, and he finished in 800th place. The guy pretty much sucked, and he won money. This weekend, DraftKings is hosting another huge fantasy contest. Over $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. DraftKings, the destination for one-week fantasy football. And, of course, 1 week means no season-long commitment, no dealing with injured players. You play when you want with the players you want week to week. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. You can play against friends and family, or you can play with random strangers across the country and take their money. Whatever level of your fantasy expertise, DraftKings has something for you. Don't wait. Get to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players for this weekend's contest. Enter the promo code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. DraftKings.com.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports! Sports!
We're back on the Blitz. Let's give something away. Caller number three. Two tickets to the second annual Whiskies of the World Houston at the Hyatt Regency downtown October 1st, featuring hundreds of whiskeys, food, whiskey seminars, and cigar and whiskey pairings. Tickets must be bought in advance. Log on to whiskeysoftheworld.com to purchase them now. Caller 3713-780-3776. Man, we're almost to October.
Time flies,
is
Fred.
Is the weather ever going to cool off?
Never.
Okay.
I've actually heard rumors of a cool front coming through, but
I'm not going to even.
Yeah, I don't get my hopes up.
What messed me up was having those 2 weeks in Canada where the weather was just 50s at night and 78 in the day, and yep. I got all spoiled, and then I come back here, and ever since then,
I wore a jacket in Colorado.
Jeez.
That's what cost me.
It might have been the edibles.
It mind-effed me. Edibles may have had something to do with it.
Christina says, I'm going to girl it up and ask, what are the odds Jennifer Aniston is all karma bitches? Hashtag
probably
sorry.
Probably so. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's Brad Pitt.
He doesn't care.
No. He's.
Let me tell you, Brad Pitt's banged hotter chicks than Jennifer Aniston and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, what was
and he'll have hotter chicks to bang.
What was the one he got caught with?
I don't know.
I don't know her. Apparently she's famous. But Angelina Jolie hired a private investigator to follow him around. Do you really need to do that? Because aren't the paparazzi following him around anyway?
Yeah.
Just slip him an extra 20 to tell you who he's banging. You could have saved a lot of money there, Angelina. You should have asked me. I'd have given you some advice. That's all you got to do. You think it's easy for Brad Pitt to hide who he's banging?
Probably not.
No, because everybody's taking pictures. All right. So, some college football story. Oh, my God. Somebody's asking me, did I ever see the Thomas movie with Peter Fonda? Was that the one that had Alec Baldwin in it? I don't remember if Peter Fonda was in it.
He was in a Thomas the Tank movie?
There was a Thomas the Tank movie, and I know it had Alec Baldwin. I don't remember much about it other than I tried to get it out of my head. I think it was that, and I'm not sure, probably the three worst things I've ever seen in my life and doing it because my kids wanted to watch them was the Thomas movie, the Pokemon movie with Lucario, which John will remember. Yeah. Where he was all sad because the guy who caught him died. It was like that damn guy who played the Sith guy in the new Star Wars. It was a Pokemon version of him. And the first SpongeBob movie, which they had to edit because the very beginning, Patrick comes flying in with a flag coming out of his butt that has SpongeBob on it. People complained about that. I saw the version with the flag in his butt.
Wow, good for you.
Somebody says it's Leo's wife from Inception.
Yeah, that's a long time
ago. And the woman from The Dark Knight Rises, which, man, I don't remember any women there other than.
Oh.
She was Talia al Ghul.
Yeah.
Oh,
the one
okay.
That turned on Batman that was like Bane saved her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I approve.
She is hot.
Well, he's Brad Pitt. Do you think Brad Pitt ever worries about. You know, if I were Brad Pitt, I think I would hook up with a really ugly one every now and then just to be different. Because wouldn't you get bored? Just picking the hottest chick in the room and saying, hey, come home. And then you got Angelina adopting kids all the time. What the hell? Okay, that...
What's her real name? Marion... What, Cotillard? What else has she been in?
Those two I know for a fact. That's it. Because the people told me. I wouldn't have known otherwise. But now I know who she is. All right.
I guess there's a video of them making out.
Well, okay, so why do you need a private detective?
Maybe the private detective.
Maybe
he got it.
But I guarantee you that Marion Cotillard is her name.
Okay. Or they're in a movie together, I guess.
Yeah, well, that you can't blame him for that, right?
Well, that's how Angelina and Brad kind of got together.
Yeah, she can't blame him for that. You're working together really close. You're doing some sex scenes. And next thing you know, hey, we ought to practice this a little bit. Boom, real thing happens. She can't get mad over that.
Well, apparently she's pregnant. And rumor has it that it's, well, whoops.
Who's calling you?
I don't know. 832.
Mm. Take it.
Yeah, answer it.
Okay.
Send my
ear. Take it on speaker.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, John. I'm downstairs.
Okay, I'll send you somebody down there.
Okay, somebody go down and get John.
It was an intern.
Our intern's downstairs.
Well, the door closes at 6 o'clock. So, well, anyway, she's pregnant. She has a on and off boyfriend that she has another kid with.
So it
could either be Brad Pitt's or it could be her boyfriend's.
Is the boyfriend famous?
I don't think so. I think let me check. I think he might be like a director or something.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. Brad Pitt, bigger catch, no question. Oh, okay. If you'd asked me when we started the show, what are the odds we wind up talking about the Wiggles?
%1,000.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
Didn't expect that one. I had a feeling it was a Wiggles kind of day.
SpongeBob Flagbutt and Brad Pitt hooking up with the Dark Knight Rises chick.
Yeah, he is a French actor, film director, and screenwriter. His name is Guillaume Canet. I'm guessing that's how you pronounce it since he's French.
Frenchy. Who cares? I'm sure she'll dump him in a heartbeat for Brad Pitt. Yeah. Child support.
I bet they have like a prenup.
Well, they're not married. He just hooked up with her.
No, I'm talking about with the six kids with Angelina.
Oh, I'm sure they do, but I'm talking about this new one.
Yeah.
If he created a new one with Ra's al Ghul's daughter, what's that going to cost?
I don't know. Yeah, because she doesn't have the same kind of dough that Angelina has.
No.
And he's probably not looking to stick around with her either.
No, I mean that. I mean,
like once that comes out.
Yeah. Well, that's she's attractive. I mean, that's good for.
Yeah, but now
the
like
short term. You're not going to stick with
you
that.
You can't marry her now.
No.
She's a home wrecker.
Exactly. And you never
she wrecked your home.
You never married the rebound chick anyway. That's
no.
that's always the worst possible move. So. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We have one last segment if you want to text in the show.
Speaking of balls.
Ball. I see what you did, John.
Placing them wherever you want.
You set me up for man centers. If Brad Pitt needs to get STD tested, man centers is the place to do it. If Brad wants to get a vasectomy to make sure he doesn't have any more fun babies, man centers, the place he can do it. Man centers can do it all. All your male plumbing needs. Dr. Russell Williams, over 11,000 vasectomies performed. He's one of the greatest urologists in the country. No scalpel vasectomy is the way to go. That's what I did. No scalpel, no needle. It lasts less than 10 minutes, and I didn't feel any pain. I felt some discomfort at most. But whatever your male needs are, Man Centers can get it done. Low testosterone, not a Brad Pitt problem for sure. But, you know, you get up there in age, you need to deal with you want to get some testicular cancer evaluation. You want to check on your prostate. You want to make sure you're not getting kidney stones. Don't worry. They can take care of it all at Man Centers. It's like a gynecologist for dudes. You can't just go around willy-nilly with your letting what happens happen with your junk. It doesn't work that way. You want to make sure that stuff doesn't get serious. Maybe you're afraid of bad news. Maybe you believe you can wait it out. Maybe you think that you're just going to hold out until it gets really bad. Don't do that. Go to Man Centers, created by men for men. They want to take care of you, and they want to make it easy for you. They've got online check-in forms. They've got a kiosk in the office, so you don't have to go in there and deal with it. They eliminate as much idle time as possible. They try to make it quick for you to get in and out. Man Centers is at 9190 Katy Freeway, right here in Houston. You can give them a call, 832-358-8600, or check them out online at mancenters.com. That's Man Centers, mancenters.com. To me, they always want to come, but they never want to leave.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you, cause I forget but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, true friends stab you in the front.
Texas A&M Arkansas College Football, 8 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5. Presented locally by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
And we're back. Are you tired of your puppy ruling the roost? You're looking for a little help turning your beast into a sidekick? Man's Best Friend is your answer. We're giving away a $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend to help you turn your monster into a companion. Log on to ESPN975.com to enter for your chance to win, offering obedience training, protection training, doggy daycare, and boarding. Man's Best Friend is your answer because they know Fido isn't just any other friend.
Woof, woof.
Thank you.
Yeah, couldn't do it without that, right?
No, it wouldn't have been the same.
That's part of the read.
Woof, woof.
That and the obligatory, dude, my dog is so much better now from AJ.
Oh, it is.
And so $250 gift card's a lot, man.
Oh, yeah.
You get a lot done for that. So Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
Even if you don't need training. I mean, boarding your dog is expensive.
God, yeah.
Woof, woof.
Now you know what you've just done. You got that damn Sweet Jack song back in my head with that. I haven't heard that in forever, and I don't want to hear it again. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7. All right, we're going to close the show the way we do every Wednesday. We celebrate those who have passed away. Oh, we've got 3 porn stars, too.
Oh, boy.
All right. 1989, Irving Berlin, American composer, considered one of the greatest songwriters in American history, wrote God Bless America and White Christmas, dead at 101.
Wow.
That is one hell of a run. Good job, Irving.
I don't want to get that old.
No, I don't either.
It's not for me.
1881, James Garfield, the 20th U.S. president.
I'd say top 10 president of all time.
Really?
No.
No. One of these days, we actually have to do our presidential rankings so that we can, when we refer to the dead presidents on Wednesday, we can say number 26 in the rankings.
He had good beard.
He did have a good beard.
Yeah.
Died of a gunshot wound at 49. Somebody didn't like him. Guess he got it through his head. He didn't want him to be president. 1774. I'm not going to do the popes. There's a Linus, a Liberius, a Conan, or Conan. There's an Innocent II, also known as Gregorio di Paparici.
Di Paparici.
Pasquale III, also known as Guido de Crema. That sounds like a porn star name.
De Crema.
And Clement XIV, also known as Giovanni Ganganelli.
Giovanni Ganganelli.
Guys sound like mobsters and popes. All right, 1995.
One and the same.
Yeah. Orville Redenbacher.
Oh, man.
Made it to 88. All he ate was popcorn. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Is that true?
No, I made that up. But he made it to 88. He did make popcorn, but that's not all he ate.
Wow, that's actually pretty impressive. If he lived that long, it's just popcorn.
Well, never mind. Okay, here's some miscellaneous deaths. 2010, Lynyrd Skynyrd, an American high school gym teacher who was the namesake of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd. He was born in 1933. He had a much better run than some of the members of the band did, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Here's one Jong will appreciate. Ray Traylor, also known as the Big Boss Man from American Professional Wrestler.
I remember the Big Boss Man even.
2004. 2000, Rodney Inouye, I guess. Yokozuna, American Professional Wrestler.
Ooh, bad week to be a wrestler, huh?
And also, bad week to be a dwarf actor. Angelo Little Mo Rosito from Carousel, 1991, dies at the age of 83.
Thoughts and prayers.
Good run, though. Good
little,
run.
Little thoughts and prayers, but
yeah.
Thoughts and prayers.
Good run, little man. All right, here's your best deaths. 2015, Yogi Berra.
Dang.
Died at the age of 90. 2012, Steve Sable, American filmmaker, 69 years old. That's not a good run.
What films?
NFL films.
Oh.
He was the guy that did all the NFL films. Okay. Remember the big voice guy?
Yeah.
And I think his dad died, was it before or after? It was like very, very close together.
1991, Theodore Geisel, also known as Dr. Seuss, died of cancer at the age of 87. 87's a good run.
Yeah.
He
brought much joy to the people.
He did. But I did not like him, Sam. I am. 1970. Nice. All right. This one, take your hats off. Age 27, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, hats off to Jimi.
Yeah. 1939, Sigmund Freud, dead at the age of 83. Died from penis envy. A lot of people don't know that. That's what killed Sigmund Freud at the age of 83.
I thought he slipped.
All right. Finally, our porn stars. And they all kind of died at roughly the same time. 2005, 2006. So, 2005, Ursula Cavalcante.
Ooh, 2005, you said?
2005.
This sounds like a drug overdose to me.
Well, I guess if we really stretched it, but no, it was an overdose of cancer that got her.
Oh, okay.
2005, Ava Lux.
I think it's Ava Lux.
Ava Lux, maybe.
I don't know.
Ava. It could be Lux. I don't know.
That sounds like a drug overdose.
That is a drug overdose. Heroin.
Okay.
Boom. And finally, in 2006, Kitty Fox.
Ooh, that sounds like a drug overdose caused by a car accident.
Complications from a stroke, which was probably caused by drugs.
Could be.
I'm going to give you partial credit for that one. So basically, one win, one loss, one push. How's that?
Okay. I'll take that.
You broke even.
I'll take that.
And those are your famous deaths. Unless there's another page I'm missing, but I don't think I am. See, Jimi Hendrix and Sigmund Freud kind of raise the bar on your best day. Because the other ones say, Dr. Seuss, eh. Steve Sable, eh. Yogi Bear, eh. Throw Jimi Hendrix in.
Yeah, Steve Sable, his dad, Ed Sable, died 3 years after Steve did.
Wow. Sad. Sad times for the Sable family, but not sad times for the Blitz. We will be in Baybrook tomorrow. Come on out to Baybrook Mall, 4 to 7. Check out the Blitz for everybody who's down south. He's always saying, get your butts back down here. Well, guess what? We're about to be back down there. John Lee, great job today. AJ Hoffman, great job today. That's all right. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis coming up at 7. And I don't know. How do you want to end it, AJ?
The Longhorn should be number 2.
Nobody up in this world. This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.